What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Baseball Rundown with Coach Raz. I'm Ryan Lombardi, alongside the head coach of Bonnie's Baseball, head coach Jason Rathbun. Coach, you guys battled this weekend, could not pull it out, but you guys are going against the top team in the Atlantic 10, and you really battled.
Yeah, you know, we had our work cut out for us this weekend, traveling down to St. Joe's. They're having a great year in the conference, and, you know, on the road, you know, when things haven't really been going our way against one of the top teams in the conference, you're not sure what to expect. But I was, you know, proud of the way that we battled, and, you know, it felt like we gave them three good games. You know, we made them sweat it a little bit. You know, didn't come out with a win, but, you know, we were right there in all three games and, you know, got to see the best in the conference. You know, I think when you start looking at these games, right, and you start looking back and it's like, man, could have won that one, could have won that one, could have won that one. I think we're going to be doing that a lot when this season's over, you know, kind of thinking about how close we were to really turning the tables. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's kind of been the story of our season. We just weren't good enough to get the win.
Definitely some highlights, though, throughout the weekend. You guys have the big 8-run eighth inning in the Friday game against St. Joe's, and you guys end up falling just short, 11-10 in that one. Just kind of talk a little bit about that game and talk about the late fight. Even though you guys were down, they really tried to battle back.
Yeah, you know, DJ's given us a chance most of the times he's been out there. You know, he's thrown a lot this year, so he had some soreness in that game, so we didn't want to overextend him. We just kind of wanted to get a start and get him in and out. So we pulled them a little earlier than we typically would have. And, you know, I think we've talked a lot this year with guys that have been here before. Like, you know, in the past when I first got here, we'd lose some games by, you know, 10 runs, 12 runs, whatever. And, you know, it felt like it was a little bit easier to accept that. You know, when you get, you know, when you lose a game handedly, it's like, all right, we weren't close. Like, we need to get better, right? But it's almost like the first game of this series is kind of like this season in a nutshell, right? Like, you feel like early, like, man, you know, maybe we're not good enough because they're the best in the conference. And then we show fight and we get it within one run and we get our hopes up. Like, man, are we going to do this, you know? And Joey Calabretti comes up with bases loaded and his hit goes off the top of the fence. You know, instead of getting out and making a tie game, it goes off the fence. So we're, you know, we're still down one run, and of course we can't get the tying run across, and it's, you know, we lose another one-run baseball game, and it's like another heartbreak. You know, we've been in so many of those games, and I've tried to use this analogy before, but like it's like being a boxer, you know, and going into every fight and not getting knocked out, but you go into every fight and you lose a decision.
Yeah,
you know, and
yeah,
it's like we keep losing the decision, we keep losing the decision, like we're not getting knocked out, but we just keep losing, you know? So it's just tough. Like, it's, you know, it's been tough on our guys. It's been tough on us as a coaching staff. Just, you know, keep coming up short, and especially within such a small margin. But and I think that first game's kind of like our season in a nutshell.
It really was. And then game two, you guys also lose another close baseball game, this time 3-0. Just couldn't get the bats going, but got to shout out the senior, Tristan Ciampa. And what's going to be, you know, one of his last starts of his Bonaventure baseball career. He goes 7 innings against one of the top teams in the conference.
Probably will be his last start. You know, he went 7 innings and, you know, he's hurting a little bit this week. So I don't even know if he's going to be available for us this week just because of that outing. And it was a concern for me from the beginning of the year, like even starting him because of his history and how many miles he kind of has on his arm. But we had to make a move to try to change up the chemistry a little bit. And he's pitched, you know, he's had 2 starts and they've both been really good. But it's just too much on him. But he went out there, gave us everything he had. And unfortunately, they had a really good pitcher on the mound too. West Virginia transfer, lefty. You know, I think the weekend before he had a no-hitter into the ninth against Fordham. And he picked up right where he left off. The weekend before, I mean, he threw 8 innings, gave up 2 hits with 13 strikeouts and no walks. I mean, that's a stellar pitching performance. And we took our swings. We hit it hard at people. We just, you know, it was a really good pitcher's duel.
Yeah, it definitely was. And then talk a little bit about Sunday. You guys lose 14-9. Get a lot of different pitchers out there, some offensive sparks for sure, but could not pull it out.
No, kind of a, you know, back and forth that game three. You know, you get to the end of the weekend and, you know, this time of year, you're not fully healthy on the mound. So you got to, you know, throw some different guys that maybe haven't thrown in the weekends as much. You know, Jack Kelly's been mainly throwing midweeks. So we had to use him a little bit. And, you know, we developed a new pitch with him, and he looked really good in his midweek. And he looked good his first inning out, but just couldn't get out of his second inning. They kind of strung some hits together and put up some runs on him. But, you know, Enger, another guy that's, you know, laboring a little bit. It's the most innings Enger's had, but probably four times his career pitching. So, you know, I think those innings are starting to pile up on him a little bit. You know, Cap went out and battled, but he threw on Friday, kind of bringing him back on short rest to try to keep the game close. You know, left the game with bases loaded, and unfortunately Mark wasn't able to come in and get that last out before some of them runs scored. But they just, you know, they're the number one seed for a reason. They put a lot of hits together in that game and, you know, refused to lose, which is something we got to learn to do. We got to learn how to refuse to lose.
Yeah. Another highlight from that game on Sunday, Alex Hebenstreit, 5-for-6, at the plate. Reminds me of that David Marshall game against VCU last season. Just could not get out at the plate.
Yeah, it's good to see Hebes have a big day. You know, pretty good day for Antonio, too. Got his 100th hit.
Yeah.
Which was a home run, and I believe he broke our record for runners thrown out in a season as well. So, you know, good to see Antonio get a couple milestones, a couple career things that'll, you know, put his name in the history book for us a little bit. So, yeah, good individual performances. Christian Lamothe, 3-for-4. You know, Anthony Fernandez, 3-for-6. So we had some guys that put up some good days.
Yeah. I want to talk about Christian because he's a guy we've talked about on this podcast. Freshman year, his average just keeps going up. Over the last, I want to say, 2 or 3 weekends, his average has gone up almost 40 points. He's now batting .272. Has 10 extra base hits, driven in 21 runs for you guys, and he's kind of a guy you've seen develop as the season's gone along.
Yeah, I think we talked about it the first weekend after Asheville, that we felt like Christian was somebody that could help us out with the bat. You know, just kind of he had a little ankle turn the first weekend, wasn't able to really play, and we wanted to get him out there. And, you know, once he got his chance out there, I even think defensively we had a little bit of a question mark because he spent so much of the fall trying to catch and give us some depth there. We didn't see him at first base a lot. And then once we got him out there playing first base, he's actually done a really good job defensively on scoops and playing first base too. He's had a great freshman year. I mean, listen, if you can hit .280, you know, get 150 at-bats and have some extra base hits and some home runs and really gain a lot of experience as a freshman hitting in a 3, 4, or 5 spot in the middle of the order, you know, it's someone you want to build around. And he's a great kid. Like, you know, and we've said before on the podcast, like, he puts in a lot of effort to prepare to play and has added a lot of weight, lives in the weight room, cares about what he eats, you know, gets like triple meat order when we go to Chipotle, you know, just getting his protein in. So, you know, love Christian, everything he's done as a freshman, and, you know, hopefully he's rewarded with that at the end of the year when try to get him on that old rookie team.
Yeah, and even on the other side of things, I mean, you look at the pitching staff. I mean, we've talked about how good David James has been this year. He's got a 3.61 ERA, best among the starting pitchers of the team. Also leads the team in innings by a long shot, 67 1/3 innings. But even Joey Calabretti's been very solid for you guys out of the bullpen. Tristan Ciampa, he's got a 4.61 ERA. So a lot of guys with that, with low ERAs, and when you look at last year's team to this year's team, the step up is there.
Yeah, we've definitely made great strides with the pitching staff. I think we were dead last year in the conference, and, you know, this year we've pitched towards the top of the conference almost all year. I think we've been top three or four when it comes to the pitching staff, and you know, very happy with our results and what we've been able to kind of put out there this year. But you know, yeah, it's been an improvement.
Yeah, right now you guys are sixth in the conference in ERA with a team ERA of 6.1. I mean, just behind Rhode Island, 6.08. And then George Mason has a 5.85 in the four spot. So you guys are right in the mix of things. And, the all-around categories there are there. And, there's bright spots to look at even when the wins aren't there.
Yeah, you know, we had to replace a lot. I mean, when you go around the diamond, we replaced our first baseman, our second baseman, our third baseman, our left fielder, our center fielder, you know, so, I mean, there's our DH. I mean, so there's a lot of positions that we had to replace this year. You know, we added some nice pieces to the pitching staff. I know we lost guys like Chance Moore. We lost guys like Roggenberg and Watts and guys that did log a lot of innings for us. So, you know, we knew we had to replace a lot, and I think that we've hit on a lot of those guys, but I just think the overall depth, we're a player or two short. I mean, obviously, because there's been so many one-run games. So,
yeah,
you know, if we can just add, if we can keep this core together and add a strong recruiting class with this group for next year, I think there's a lot to look forward to. But, you know, it's tough with our record and the win area. I think the wins is the one area that's just been kind of a black eye that we haven't been able to get over that hump. And you try to put things into perspective, but you know, it's been a tough year in that area. And, you know, I just kind of a black cloud, you know, that we're trying to get rid of. But we feel like we're right there. We're close. We just got to take that next step.
Yeah. And then just season as a whole, you guys got really only six games left before the end of the year. What do you want to see from your guys? What do you want to see from your seniors as they kind of close out here?
Well, I want to see them fight. You know, I don't want to finish last in the Atlantic 10. I think we have an opportunity this weekend to make sure that doesn't happen. So, you know, if we can finish in 10th or 9th, I think that would be a positive step forward. So we want to fight these last six games. I think it lines up for us. Nice, you know, school starts to get done, so classes gets off their mind a little bit, and they can think about finishing the season strong. But, you know, I think that's the goal, to have a good weekend and make sure that we don't finish in the basement.
Yeah. All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate the time. Best of luck this weekend. Looking forward to it. And we'll talk to you guys next week for the last time this season on the Baseball Rundown, brought to you by the Bonnies Online Network.